Super Bowl, Super Finish.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Snow blitzes Northeast.
I'm a little sick of it right now. There's snow everywhere.
Food for infants and toddlers.
Packed with too much salt and sugar.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A wild, stunning finish at the Super Bowl.
Yes!
Turning agony into championship ecstasy for fans of the New England Patriots.
I completely thought we were going to lose the game. Absolutely unbelievable.
I'm feeling awesome. I can't believe this happened.
What happened was a thrilling 28-24 win by the Patriots over the Seattle Seahawks, the team's fourth Super Bowl title in 14 years. CBS's Steve Futterman was at the game.
In the end, Super Bowl 49 came down to one remarkable play. With 20 seconds left in the game, the Seattle Seahawks were at the one-yard line, 1 yard away from winning the game, when something went wrong.
It's intercepted at the goal line! It's intercepted by Malcolm Butler!
Everyone expected Seattle to run the ball. Instead, the Seahawks chose to throw it, and it was intercepted by the Patriots. New England quarterback Tom Brady was watching on the sideline.
I saw the interception. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just an incredible play.
The player who intercepted the ball, Malcolm Butler, a rookie, had never picked off a pass in his career. New England coach Bill Belichick knew how close his team was to losing.
The game couldn't have been any closer than what it was. They're a great football team that, you know, was within a yard or so, or a few seconds, however you want to look at it, of winning a second title.
The man who threw the interception, Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, took the blame.
I put the blame on me because I'm the one that, you know, gave him the ball.
And for the Patriot fans, many were pinching themselves.
The interception was amazing.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona.
And CBS's Peter King tells us fans and advertising gurus are weighing in with their winners and losers of the commercials during the long Super Bowl broadcast.
The Super Bowl ads included a cross section. Of course, there was humor.
Hey, Ralph, can I have a Dorito?
Sure, when pigs fly.
But heartstrings and serious messages seemed to rule the night. Budweiser's Lost Dog won USA Today's ad meter competition.
When I wake up.
USA Today's Laura Petreca.
You really felt emotional about the horses. You felt emotional about the dog. And then they used another technique, which really helped out as well, which is great music.
The messages included some that smashed stereotypes.
Show me what it looks like to fight like a girl.
That from Procter & Gamble. This from Toyota.
Being a dad is more than being a father.
And Nationwide lit up social media with a message that many felt was simply too morbid for the Super Bowl.
I couldn't grow up. Because I died from an accident.
Peter King, CBS News.
A powerful winter storm has dumped lots of snow, ice, and misery from the Midwest.
It's way, way too much snow. Way, way too long.
And now into the Northeast.
If you don't need to be out, stay in.
More than 2,300 flights have been canceled today. This comes a week after eastern New England got 2 feet of snow.
People are just beyond trying to shovel out cars, and it's really bad because they're like, they don't know where to put the snow.
And CBS's Michelle Miller is in Boston.
This storm is expected to dump another foot on top of the 25 inches they've already seen. Schools are closed. Commuters are being urged to take public transportation. Coastal towns, they're expecting freezing rain and wind gusts of up to 35 miles an hour.
In his NBC interview for the Super Bowl, President Obama urged parents to get their kids vaccinated. He says the science when it comes to the measles vaccine is pretty indisputable. More than 100 cases have been reported since last month, traced mostly to Disney parks in California. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden tells CBS News.
We are very concerned by the growing number of people who are susceptible to measles and to the possibility that we could have a large outbreak in this country.
The road to obesity may start a lot earlier than most parents might think. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
That packaging may promise to deliver a healthy meal for your toddler, but a CDC study of more than 1,000 kids' foods found most breakfasts and snacks contained high levels of added sugar, and 7 out of 10 dinners had too much salt, laying the groundwork for an obese and unhealthy future. The researchers don't name the offending products, saying only that parents should read nutritional labels carefully. For their part, the food manufacturers say many of the products studied have since had their sugar and salt levels reduced. Steve?
Well, President Obama is sending a $4 trillion budget budget to Congress today. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
The president's budget ends what he calls the mindless austerity of across-the-board cuts and adds about $74 billion in new spending, including free community college and money for genetic research. Spokesman Josh Earnest concedes it's an opening bid.
No president has ever put forward a budget with the expectation that Congress is going to pass it in its current form.
Texas Senator John Cornyn said Republicans want a balanced budget.
We cannot let the president continue to lead us down this path of unsustainable debt.
Some GOP lawmakers do want to increase military spending. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, the debate in Japan now is how far to go to support Western efforts against ISIS. Over the weekend, the group killed a Japanese journalist. CBS's Holly Williams is in northern Iraq, where ISIS has been on its heels.
We've spoken to several commanders on the ground here in Iraq who say that ISIS is looking more defensive, that it has fewer fighters, and that they are less willing to go into battle.
It was another record-setting weekend for the Iraq war film American Sniper.
I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out moving towards the convoy.
Taking in $31.9 million, best for a movie on any Super Bowl weekend. Sniper's now made just under $249 million in 6 weeks. Chris Kyle, the late soldier depicted in the film, will be honored today by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He'll proclaim this Chris Kyle Day. Nearly 3 years after Whitney Houston died in a bathtub, her daughter Bobby Christina Brown was found unresponsive in a tub over the weekend at her home outside Atlanta. Nichelle Turner of Entertainment Tonight.
Sources tell me she is breathing with a ventilator and also in a medically induced coma. I am told this morning the family is now playing the waiting game because that's all that they can do.
Well, now to Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, where just a little while ago the groundhog Punxsutawney Phil emerged.
A shadow I see. Hashtag six more weeks of winter.
Freedom over the weekend from an Egyptian prison for an Al Jazeera journalist. Peter Gresta was arrested with two Egyptian colleagues for allegedly backing the Muslim Brotherhood. Gresta's mother at home in Australia is relieved.
To me, it's also difficult to realize that this day has actually come, even though I sort of dreamed about it quietly, not daring to think about it too much.
Gresta had been sentenced to 7 years in prison last year. Here at home, union workers are on strike at 9 refineries, mostly in Texas and California. Staffing and safety are concerns for picketer Erica Kent in Carson, California.
So when you're working 7 or 8 days in a row, sometimes 13 or 14 in a row, and you're working 12 hours a day on a rotating shift, it creates a safety hazard.
Shell Oil is continuing operations during the strike at those refineries. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.